Welcome to NATO Talk, Jen again, and today we're talking about your career plans. When you're making big plans for your career, it helps to have a mentor as well as a champion. Having access to somebody with company experience, insight, and information is invaluable. Sometimes you just need one person to deliver those benefits, your boss. Sharing your goals with your boss may seem like a risky proposition, but with thought, it can provide you with greater opportunity and a stronger relationship with your manager. This can also add employee retention value to the company, as employees usually stay longer with a company that shows it is willing to invest in its workforce's development. If you have a boss who's open to helping you, how do you talk about your goals without making them feel threatened or like you're preparing to leave? It's a mixture of timing, framing, and communication skills. If you're going to have a sit-down with your supervisor to enlist them as an advocate to help you achieve your goals, you want to give yourself the best chance at having a successful encounter. Find a time that works for your boss, no immediate deadline or other pressure, and when you'll be able to get the length of the meeting you need to discuss your goals. It's a good idea to give your boss a heads up about what you'll be discussing so they can think about how to help you. Let the employer know, I'm coming in here for support, I'm eliciting your guidance, or even saying, I'm not trying to take anything away. Framing the conversation properly is another essential element to success. Spend some time thinking about how your boss may be able to help you achieve your goals and prepare to show that you're ready for stretch assignments, training, or other activities that can help you get to the next level. Start the conversation in a positive way, quantifying that you've spent some time learning your job and about the company, then ask to explore ideas for career progression. You could even go into the first week and ask what you need to do to succeed and get promoted within the company. If an employee takes an active role in their own career development, it's hard for leaders to not pay attention and provide more opportunities that will ultimately bring value to the company. If they don't want to hear what your goals and aspirations are, you're working for the wrong person. So a caveat, it's important to understand organizational and leadership goals to have these conversations. Know your boss's personality and try to understand what might appear to be threatening, especially if your organization doesn't have a clear emphasis on career paths. Because conversations about aspirations, career, and money can sometimes be stressful or emotional, rehearse what you want to say and possibly keeping some notes nearby to keep you on point. Managing your emotions is important, especially if you're asking for help to advance your career and take on bigger roles. Perhaps you really want your boss's job or to learn what you can and then start your own business. Be careful if this is the case because some leaders will enthusiastically encourage such frankness, but others may find it threatening. Listen to how your supervisor talks about other people who've gone on to other opportunities to get a sense of how well this kind of honesty will be received. Also, if your company is struggling, being assertive about advancement may be challenging, especially if the firm is cutting headcount. Any good boss will say, I want somebody who can take over for me so I can advance. In larger companies, this is pretty easy, but in smaller companies, it's a little bit different. Once managers understand the skills you'd like to develop, as well as your long-term career goals and the areas of the business that hold the most interest to you, they can look for assignments, projects, coaching, and other opportunities to help you grow your skill set. It's all about getting your goals and their goals aligned.